Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our sermon this morning is the Gospel lesson for this Sunday, Good Shepherd Sunday, that begins with these words of our Lord, "I am the Good Shepherd." Dearly loved by God in Christ, fellow members of Christ's flock, a one artist exhibit can be a very interesting thing. As you wander throughout the gallery, you see the inner soul of the artist from different perspectives. How does the artist portray himself? How does the artist portray the relationship that she sees or perceives with us? John's Gospel is, in a sense, a portrait gallery of Jesus' self-portraits. I am the vine. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This morning we pause for a few moments before Jesus' self-portrait as the Good Shepherd. We see, first of all, how Jesus perceives himself, and then also how our Lord Jesus perceives us in our relationship with him as his flock. Sheep herding has always been, and still is, a hard and honorable profession. Many of Jesus' ancestors were shepherds at one time or another. Abraham, Isaac, David, who later became a king. Shepherds were always wandering. They were always guarding against robbers and wolves and bad weather. They led and they fed. They corrected and they protected their charges. And why did the Good Shepherd do that? Because of his genuine love for the sheep. Prefigured by his fathers and others, Jesus paints himself as the Good Shepherd. And that's very fitting with other places in the Scripture. Both the prophet Ezekiel and Isaiah refer to the coming Messiah as the Shepherd. In Psalm 23, King David, who knew a thing or two about shepherding, describes the coming Messiah as the Lord who is my shepherd. These prophecies were the initial pencil sketches. The final portrait is a self-portrait as Jesus paints himself and portrays himself as a good shepherd during his ministry. Jesus led and fed his sheep from his word. Jesus was constantly wandering, preaching and teaching and doing miracles. Jesus was always vigilant against the thieves and the robbers and the wolves in sheep's clothing like the Pharisees. He did all of these things because Jesus had a genuine concern for all people, especially for his flock, for those who followed him. Jesus met people where they were in their lives. But at the same time, Jesus never hesitated to call people to repentance and to call people to faith and say, "Follow me," so that they would then be his flock and he would be their good shepherd who would follow his voice in faith and also thus live a new way of life. What a powerful and positive portrayal that is for us pastors who are the under-shepherds, the serving shepherds of the Good Shepherd. But Jesus also manifested the ultimate and outstanding feature of the Good Shepherd that separated him from the hired help. And that is, the good shepherd was willing even to die for his sheep. Jesus says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep. The reason the Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. This is completely unlike the hired help. At the first sign of trouble, the first coming of the enemy, the first thing that would interfere with their self-interest, the hirelings would flee. They wouldn't stay and fight the enemies. They wouldn't stay and be willing to die along with the good shepherd, because the only thing that they're interested in is themselves. And so they would run away. Jesus was never like this. You and I are in a spiritual fight against our enemies who want to destroy us. And in fact, we would be doomed to destruction on account of our sins and their guilt were it not for the fact that our good shepherd laid down his life for us sheep. When Jesus went out and faced the devil in the temptations in the wilderness, he didn't run away like a hireling, but like a good shepherd, he stayed and he fought and he defeated Satan. When Peter said to Jesus, after Jesus told them the Son of Man must go to Jerusalem and suffer and die at the hands of his enemies, and Peter said, Lord, this will never happen to you, Jesus didn't listen to Peter's words and run away. When Jesus was hanging on the cross and the one thief said, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us, and the people at the foot of Jesus' cross said, if you're the Christ, come down from there and we'll believe in you, Jesus didn't run away and save himself. Jesus laid down his life for the sheep, only to take it up again 3 days later in his resurrection. Prophet Isaiah is right. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And St. Peter's right. For you were all like sheep going astray, but now you have been returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Jesus' self-portrait of the Good Shepherd not only portrays the way that Jesus perceives himself, but it also tells us and paints for us the picture of how Jesus perceives our relationship with him as his flock. Jesus' flock consists of believers from Israel and those whom Jesus calls other sheep. And those other sheep are we, the Gentiles. He's talking about the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. That is Christ's flock. From Jesus' perspective, he sees that relationship of us, his flock, to him as he speaking to us and us listening to what he says. And that doesn't mean we just hear the sound of his voice against our ears and then go off and find some poison grass to eat, ignore him and run off and drink polluted water, to run out of the sheep pen and go and buddy up with the wolves. It means that we hear his voice, that we listen to his voice, and we take his words to heart, and we follow him to the greenest and sweetest and healthiest grass, to the living water, and to the safety of his holy and strong arms against false teaching and the predators of arrogant self-service. You may know that sheep are not counted among the rocket scientists of the animal kingdom. And yet, Jesus does not compare us to swine who like to get dirty and run away when you try to catch them. He doesn't compare us or relate to us as mules who are stubborn. In fact, in the Psalms, God warns us to don't be like the horse or the mule that has no understanding. Jesus doesn't compare us to serpents or asps whose mouths and actions are filled with venom and evil intent to bite others. No, Jesus relates to us and perceives us, his sheep, and he as our good shepherd. He speaks, we listen. He leads, we follow. He leads us and takes us to the best place where we can go and where we want to be and are the best off. And listening to him, we follow him there. It is Jesus' voice that leads us and keeps us connected to him by his living and his wonderful sacrifice for us on the cross. And Jesus laid down his life for the sheep only to take it up again because his Father commanded him to do that. And Jesus listened to the voice of his Father and obeyed him and followed that voice where it led, to the cross and to the empty tomb. But now in our relationship with him as his sheep, he loves us with that same love that the Father has had for him. And we listen to him and follow him to the cross and to the empty tomb as he speaks to us in his word. Jesus loves us as our good shepherd, and he perceives and relates to us as his sheep, and as such, he guides me. He knows my every need and well supplies me. He loves me every day the same, and even calls me by my name. So now we step out of St. John's portrait gallery after seeing Jesus' self-portrait as the Good Shepherd. Our Savior is our shepherd. We, his church, is his flock. He speaks, we listen. He leads, we follow. Because ever glad at heart we are because of his work. He did not flee, but laid down his life for us. And so now we follow his bloody hands and his bloody feet, wherever they lead. Now we listen and follow his soothing voice. Fellow sheep, may we never forget whose flock we are. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.